وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته أخي الكريم حفظك الله. My dear brother, you are describing a situation when the person who lead no more the prayer among you, he have kind of shouting regarding prayer Fajr in congregation. At the same time, sometimes his cloth is not that proper. Till the end, he have kind of shouting. He is among you. He is the better. He is the best reciter among all of you. First thing, my dear brother, I would like to give an introduction regarding the hadith يَأُمُّ الْقَوْمَ وَقَرَأُهُ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ حَيْثَ بِي مَسْعُودِ. You must understand this hadith, it doesn't go only for the person who recites the Qur'an only as a reciter. No, you go for the person who recites the Qur'an at the same time he practice what he reciting. So it's an encouragement for the brother and for many similar to him who Allah جل وعلا grant them and choose them to have a better recitation than normal Muslims, to strengthen the iman and the religion, and to be better regarding practice what they memorize and what they recite. And if he said, where is the evidence of that? The answer is from the hadith itself. Focus with me. The Prophet ﷺ said, يَأُمُّ الْقَوْمَ قَرَأُهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. The person who should be the imam of his people is the person who have a better recitation. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, if they are same, فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْقِرَاءَةِ سَوَى. If they are the same regarding recitation, فَأَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالسُنَّةِ. The most one among them know from the sunnah. Means those reciters, they are include, they have things other than recitation, which is knowledge about the sunnah. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, if they are the same, we choose the most knowledgeable among them regarding the sunnah. So imagine we have two brothers, both of them good reciters, and both of them, they are nearly the same in the level of recitation. So we have a khilaf, we choose which one, we have a different opinion, we became confused to choose one of them. So in this case, we choose among them the one who have more sunnah, he memorized more sunnah and he know more among the sunnah. Means, not just they are reciters, they know how they recite the Quran, no. They have other things, like knowledge about the sunnah. You understand? Knowledge about the sunnah means practicing the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then, what if they are the same regarding reciting the Quran and regarding the sunnah? قال فأقدمهم فإن كانوا في السنة سواء فأقدمهم إسلاما أو فأقدمهم هجرة. الحديث means the description of the imam should include a lot of descriptions, not just the title of imam should include other descriptions like good recitation, like knowledge about recitation, like practice to his religion, because this is a comment and imagine. This kind of comments from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was toward the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So we need to be like them. The reciters among the companions used to be the most knowledgeable people among the companions, and they used to be the most people practice their religion among the companions. Imagine Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abu Darda, Abu Darda. Till the end, all those companions used to be among the reciters by the testimony of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and among the knowledgeable people, and among the people who they've been an example for others to follow them and practice their religion. So my dear brothers, please, when you choose an imam for yourself, be sure he is an example for you in his deen, not just in his recitation. Why is that? Because he will be your imam in your prayer, and he will be a person who you take him as an example to strengthen your religion. This is how it should be. The imam, he is not just leading the prayer. He is leading the prayer and he is leading the religion for his people. He is leading them to satisfy his Lord and to worship his Lord. So he is supposed to include all this khair. So I advise this brother, I don't advise you to remove him. And I don't advise this brother to quit. No, I advise you to strengthen the brother and to teach him the correct education regarding how the reciter is supposed to be. Then I advise this brother to strengthen his religion and to learn more and to start to practice his deen properly. So he be imam for his people with that right way. Barakallahu fikum.